Any minute now. Right on time. Coming! Just give me a sec. Oh, dude. Did you need something? Yeah, for sure. Come in. And don't worry about it. I ain't doing much right now. Do you want a drink or something? Coffee? Orange juice? Hot cocoa? Alright, nice choice. I'll be right back with our drinks and you can go ahead and get comfy on the couch. Hey, here you go on hot chocolate. Sorry, I only had the packets with marshmallows. I hope you don't mind. Yeah, fortunately enough, I was already heating up some milk. So, lucky you. You good? You've been acting off lately. I kind of lost track of you during the last party. You even bailed on game night. Don't tell me. Did you do it? I'll take your silence as a yes. Or, it didn't go so well. Aw, dude. Come here. Let me hug you. It's only weird if you make it weird. Plus, you must feel like complete shit right now. It's the least I can do. Come on, spit it out. What happened? I know you want to. That's why you're here. Great? I'm all ears, dude. Okay. Wow. That must have been a shit experience. I'm not really sure what to say. I'd hug you tighter, but I doubt they'll fix anything. Just want to point out that I'm not the best at comforting people, so just know that I'm trying. But, yeah, at least it's over, right? You'll be back on your feet. Then, somewhere in the future, you'll look back at this moment and feel the pain like everyone else does. But, hey, you're going to smile. You might even get a laugh out of it. I know it hurts, dude. I can feel you trembling. I know how much you liked her. And just because you got rejected doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Let's look at the positives. Anyone would be flattered by your confession. I mean, being brave enough to confess to someone? That's a quality that'll never betray you. Oh, come on. Don't say that. I assure you that you are enough. The more you think about it, the more you're going to hurt yourself. Your head is filled with negative thoughts right now. No, it's okay. Cry as much as you want. I'm right here. Huh? Laugh? Dude, no one's going to laugh at you. You are amazing. Just hear me out, okay? You have something that most people lack nowadays. The gall and the audacity to reach something unattainable? I mean, she didn't even like you. Nowadays, it's just a bunch of hinting, teasing, and sexual tension till one party breaks. Sure, we've been connected more than ever through technology, but damn, love has really dulled out over the years because of it. It's just DMs and swiping left and right. What happened to courting someone? Romantic dates, flowers, chocolates. But you have my complete respect. Sorry, I went on a bit of a rant there. Huh? What's up? You look scared. Are you okay? Ow! Dude, why'd you push me? Oh, oops. I guess I slipped up in the heat of the moment. Well, you are going to learn eventually. So you can't escape, of course. Not until I'm done explaining everything, that is. Not like you'll want to. After I'm done. Now, where do I start? Right. Yes, of course. I knew. Well, even if I didn't know anything, it was super obvious. Like, if I were to rank 10 people you should go out with, your name wouldn't be anywhere close to being on the list. Not even if I made 10 different lists. Being brother's son is sort of an understatement. In her eyes, you're just useful to have around. Oh, you think I'm lying? Dude, are you sure? Or are you just scared of the truth? Because I can call her up right now and ask her directly. You'll even hear her say it on speaker. Just for you. I'll even record it so you can play it back over and over and over again. Right. Absolutely right. I was the one to push you to confess in the first place, wasn't I? But I also knew the result. I also knew that you'd come run to me for reassurance. You made me do this. And look, here you are. In my arms. Or well, until I slipped up. Huh? Crazy? I might be. But what does that matter? All fair in love and war. Why did I do it? Well, I love you, of course. Ever since that, you were destined to be mine and mine alone. I was the perfect girl. I liked all the things you liked. I acted and dressed up as your type. I was there for you. But look where that got me. To be honest, I'm glad you got brother's own for your little crush. Maybe now you can understand what I had to live with every day after I found out you liked someone else. You don't understand? What do you mean you don't understand? Your best friend zoned me. That's okay. How can I stay mad at you? We can be together. I mean, what other option do you have? I will devote my everything to make you happy. Oh, no need to be so hasty. That hurts. Telling me you can never love a crazy bitch like me. I did this all because I love you. Think! What will you have in 5 years if you keep trying to go after her? A loving girlfriend? Or just some girl you willingly take along with no actual progress? What are they called again? Right, simps. Because at the pace you're going, that'll be the only option you'll have. Just some brainless simp holding a direct thread of love that leads to nowhere. Restrain is such a harsh word. If anything, she's the one restraining you, continually leading you onto no end. And I can't bear to watch you waste your life away chasing that girl when you have a perfectly devoted person right in front of you. Speechless? Think about it. I'm right, aren't I? If you give yourself to me, I can make you happy like no one else can. You can have all the love and affection you ever wanted. I'll hug you, kiss you, cuddle you, whatever you want. I can give you everything you ever wanted. If you just choose me, you can finally be happy. We can finally be happy. So, what is it going to be, sweetie? Be a simp? Or love someone that'll actually love you back? Good choice. Now, do you want to go back to cuddling? Come on, be honest. Wonderful. But first, I need to hear you say it. Tell me you love me. Huh? What was that? I couldn't hear you. It would be better if you look up at me and say it. Oh, God, it's so good to hear. I love you too. Now, come join me on the couch and let me spoil you.